Hey, it's Trent.
And Celeste.
Over the next few days, you'll be hearing from us a lot because we're recording from the 2016 International Grand Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah.
We know that not everybody could make it, so we wanted to bring you the highlights.
Each day, we'll post a convention quickcast. That's about 10 to 15 minutes of inspiration per episode.
I'll cover everything that happens during the morning and early afternoon.
And I'll share the evening's top highlights. Between the two of us, you'll get a full recap. Let's get inspired.
Day one of the convention, and you can feel the energy buzzing in the air. Today, we're taking you on an audible tour of the Mona, Utah farm, mingling with the Diamonds, and celebrating at the Foundation Festival. Wednesday morning, bright and early, I headed down to the farm with our members to experience the seed-to-sale process firsthand and enjoy the beautiful scenery. The birds are singing as I walk past a stream on my way to the fields where I can see the colorful lavender, Melissa, and more. At the greenhouse, I stopped Jen and David to talk about their experience in the fields.
How has being at the farm sort of, what has it made you think about the seed-to-sale process?
Well, it helps you see the process. When you see the process, it becomes more real. So it definitely makes the seed-to-sale concept more tangible to come out here and see them working and sharing and, you know, letting you see their passion.
Yeah. Jen?
I think seeing seed-to-sale process just makes you believe in our mission as a company that much more, because it just lets you believe in the product that much more when you can put your face into it and smell it and touch it and experience it. It just increases just your faith and passion behind what you do because of just putting your hands on it.
After the greenhouse, I walked over to the yarrow planting just outside of the field. I spoke with Monica about how she was spending her time at the farm.
Just the farms, like I want to touch the plants and just be out there in the field, just touching them, because it smells so pretty, and the, you know, you put the oils on and everything, and just to be able to see the plant and where it's coming from, it's just pretty awesome.
Yeah.
After seeing, smelling, and touching botanicals like Melissa, dill, and lavender with the members, I went over to the distillery. I was welcomed by the hum of the machines and the overwhelming scent of cypress. While there, I chatted with mother-daughter pair Eddie and Dawn.
I really like all of it. I just love the beauty, the mountains back there. It's an experience that you don't get every day. It's wonderful.
I am Dawn from Indianapolis, Indiana. I've been doing Facebook Live videos since we got here already and sharing them with my people, and they like them.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So just sharing the experience and helping them know that this is something that's really great to do.
Yeah. I headed downstairs to the testing and sealing room, where employees did a live demonstration to show the final part of the seed-to-seal process. Once outside, I asked Hannah about her thoughts on the seed-to-sale process now that she's seen the farm.
I just came out of the testing center and went through the distilling as well. That is so awesome that you could just see them, you know, drill the top right on or whatever it's called. And yeah, I'm so excited. Like now I'll be able to have more of a passion explaining it, because, you know, like before I just went through, oh, you know, they plant, you cultivate, they go through those steps, but now I'm like, oh man, like I saw it. I was a part of it. Like, it's incredible. Go there.
During my final stop at the farm, I went to the stables where I ran into a bunch of families enjoying the company of Young Living's draft horses. We even watched employees groom one horse. I talked to Kevin and his daughter, who loved the horses.
Love it. Love all the animals. The kids enjoy it. They get to wander around and interact with all the horses. Before anything else, that was the first thing we wanted to see, was come see all the horses. Yeah, there's so many great things to see here and so much stuff to do for the kids.
Thanks for visiting the farm with me. Now it's time to join Trent back at the convention center.
While Celeste was getting dirty at the farm, I dressed up and met the Diamonds for a formal dinner back at the convention center. Spirits were high as old friends reconnected. Diamonds were celebrated, and folks came together for some inspiration. Once everyone found their seats, Eddie Silcock, Senior Vice President of Global Sales, started the dinner with a quick reflection.
I've only been here a year. Many of you have been here a lot longer than me and teach me so many things every single day.
As he continued to talk, Eddie shared his perspective on the Diamonds, as well as a quick glimpse into the future of Young Living.
Other companies would kill for the passion and energy and love that you show every single day. And you should be proud of that. This moment is just, you know, some chance for us to come together, for us to say thank you to all of you. But just know that Young Living is here And Unilever is strong and growing because of every single one of you and what you do every single day. So
although the Diamond Dinner came to an end, the night was just beginning. I made my way to the Foundation Festival to party for a good cause. They were taking donations at the door. And don't worry, if you missed it, you can make an impact at home by visiting youngliving.com/foundation. As members filled the stadium, Nikki Davis took stage to share highlights, updates, and announce new partnerships and projects. She continued by sharing a message of gratitude to everyone involved with the foundation.
Being a part of something much bigger than just yourself, just your organization, just your downline, just the company. A movement to change lives and improve the quality of life of people all over the world.
Then Nikki welcomed D. Gary Young to the stage.
Gary Young to the stage!
What a fabulous human being with this young lady. And the amazing spirit that she possesses, that she's brought to Young Living in fulfilling a big part of my dream with the foundation. No matter where we go, there's suffering, there's hurting, there's people that go without, live without, every day. And we have so much.
Gary shared personal experiences and stories he's had with people in Nepal and across the globe.
And I travel the world constantly, and I'm watching it all the time. And I'm trying to understand what is wrong with our systems that allows this to happen to people, good people.
As he finished, Nikki joined Gary on stage where they began the Text to Donate auction to shave the beards of Johnny Turner, director of media production, and Stelio Xanthos, an audiovisual wizard who works with our media team. Their goal was to raise $100,000, and they well exceeded that goal. Following the shaving, Recycled Percussion took stage. If you haven't heard them, you'll want to look them up. Members cheered, joined in drumming, and partied as they brought the house down with their high energy and a cooperative telecast performance with children around the world. The night concluded with arcade and carnival-style games spanning the Vivint Arena Center, where members joined in the fun by trying their luck at a wide variety of interactive activities as they came together to focus on giving back. We were blown away with the amount of people who got involved. So we went around and asked members a simple question. Why do you get involved with the foundation?
It's the same thing as Gary said tonight, is giving back to the people. And that is what we want to do, because Young Living is about people. It's about helping others. It's not just about us, me. It's about other people. And that's what it's been since the day that I started with Young Living, and that's been 21 years ago. And it's always been about helping somebody else, looking out for the others, looking out for the underdogs. And I think that's the biggest reason that we stayed with Young Living, is because of what the vision was that Gary had for it, and we all took it on, and it became part of us as well.
I get involved with the foundation because I saw it online when we ordered our product, and I decided to donate. But after seeing this video tonight, I'm so impressed with everything they're doing, and I'm 1,000% in now.
I got involved with the foundation because I saw how wonderful all the little children are and how they're so receptive of receiving anything, and that 100% of the monies goes to the children and to the schools and to everything that they need. We have so much, they have so little. They play with rocks, basically, so anything we can do is they appreciate.
I get involved with the Young Living Foundation because the world is such a big place, and we've been so blessed here in America that we need to honor and just bless others that are less fortunate.
Day one of the convention is done, and we already feel so energized. We can't wait for the rest. So what's in store for tomorrow? We'll be highlighting some new products, visiting the expo, and celebrating during the awards night.